game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
To the Razzball Basketball Podcast. We are back. I am back. Slim is back. It is December 31st, 2015. It's our last show of 2015.
It's the last everything of 2015, isn't it?
I know. Oh, how did this year go for you? Give me your year in review.
Oh, man, year in review.
I ask the tough questions.
Yeah, I know. 6:15 in the morning, that's a big question. you know, I lost a pet this year. That was rough.
Aw, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a sad year.
Yeah, yeah. I expect this next year to be much, much better.
Way to just start the show on the somberest of notes, Slim.
Yes, he will be missed.
My year, on the flip side, was crazy. This was the wedding buy a new house year.
Yeah, I think next year will probably be a little calmer.
Let's hope so. Ugh. Crazy. Man.
Yeah, but it's got to happen. At least it's over with.
Yep. So how'd your sports year go? You had some good baseball teams?
Yeah. I mean, the fantasy baseball, my one fantasy baseball team, I lost in the playoffs. I lost in the finals on the tiebreaker. That was kind of rough.
That was your dominant dynasty team, right?
Yeah, I was going for 3 in a row.
That's why you don't play head-to-head.
It was a tiebreaker. It came down to the last day of the year, the Cubs decided that they didn't need to play Pedro Strop and give me a hold for the win. That's what it came down to. It's so wrong.
I love roto baseball. That's all I do.
Yeah, but that's part of why you don't play the last week of the year. Even in baseball, it was a problem.
Oh, for sure. Any football championships for you?
No, my regular NFL team isn't quite undefeated.
Oh, I see where you took that. Yeah. So, I was obviously traveling. Well, not obviously, but I was away from the site a lot. You know, it's weird to get so unplugged because I was traveling, flying, driving. I didn't even have Wi-Fi at one place for a few days. But yeah, wasn't even able to watch the game. We just had to follow the box score. So that was disappointing. The Panthers lost.
Okay. It was bound to happen. Yep. At least they get to bench a couple players now at the end.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a feeling it wasn't going to go the full distance. This was a tough one on the road. They played terrible, though, according to the stats. I didn't watch any of it, as you know. So
the 72 Dolphins can go home now?
Sure. Why not? But segueing from that, yeah, it's weird. Weird being so unplugged. Of all weeks to be unplugged, I think this might have been the craziest week to be unplugged.
Yeah, I only sent you one or two texts, and I'm sure it were only about injuries.
I know. Oh. So yeah, on today's show, we're going to recap news and notes since our last episode, and since last Tuesday. Man, it feels like we haven't done a podcast in a few weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, 10 days is a long time, but yeah, that felt like it was a lifetime ago.
Yeah, so obviously, including a lot of injuries over the holidays. With the year turning over, we're going to review 2015 with some notes that we had for each other in our 2015-16 ranks that we kind of teased a few episodes ago in our master spreadsheet here. That should be pretty fun. We're going to play a new edition of Higher Lower and then wrap up our final week of 2015 at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So Slim, are you ready to pour out one of your New Year's Eve drinks for Eric Bledsoe?
Yeah, I think so. That's devastating to one of my teams. I don't think anybody can handle this injury.
I know. And it was just our last podcast where I was writing about how I was so thankful for Eric Bledsoe being so good with the nice rank we gave him.
Yeah, it's... It was on, we need a name for that Saturday. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, so tell everyone, I saw it in your comment, what happened to your it's your Yahoo 250 league or something like that, right?
Yeah, on that day I lost Bledsoe, Griffin, Favors, and Burks. One day.
Luckily, only the Bledsoe one. I mean, of all of them, Bledsoe's probably the one you didn't want to be out for the year, but at least only one's out for the year. Is Burks a drop?
For sure. In a 12-er redraft, absolutely.
Yeah, so we'll talk Burks more in a minute, but sticking with the Suns here, just how terrible are they?
They should absolutely be playing all their youth at this point. I don't see why they wouldn't be.
Yeah.
If someone will take Tyson Chandler's contract, they'll give him away.
Yeah, so Chandler actually played kind of decent yesterday. Lynn came in. He got two fouls in the first, like, minute and a half. I watched a tiny bit of this game. Now, obviously, the Suns, they're going to lose most of their games, but they're not going to be at San Antonio on the road and be down 32-12 after the first quarter that often.
I assume so.
Let's hope so. But Tyson Chandler goes 11-10 with two blocks, 5-6 from the field, plays 26 minutes. They played a lot of Markieff Morris. He got 20 minutes. Lure got a couple fouls early as well. They took him out. Then he picked up some more minutes. Markieff actually started the second half. Is this kind of like a show and trade?
Yeah, I think that's probably what they should be doing. I don't think they see Lure as, like, the answer for the future in power forward.
Yeah, I don't either. I had Adam ask me about Lure and Ariel. He's a dollar. I don't know if he's, like, a long-term hold in a dynasty or anything.
I really don't think so. I mean, there's that rumor that there's a trade kind of in the works with Houston that they're waiting for something to happen on January 15th for Corey Brewer's contract to be traded.
Yeah, and then it'd be Brewer and Terrence Jones for Markieff, right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, I saw that too. So, but you never know. Would you hold...
I mean, that could free them both, though.
That's true. Well, okay, if that trade happens, are Markieff and Terrence Jones both must-owns?
I think they're both starters.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, yeah, I agree with that, so...
Terrence Jones would be top of the list.
Yep, agree. Jones is looking pretty good, even in his limited run there. So the big impact with Bledsoe is it moves Devin Booker into the starting lineup. He doesn't really do much. 9 points, 3 rebounds last night with 2 turnovers, no other stats, 4-10 from the field, no threes. Devin Booker or Gary Harris rest of the season?
I'll take Gary Harris.
Yeah, so you're pretty down on Booker, too.
Coming down to steals for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Booker is prototypical Thragnoff. There's nothing else to it.
Devin Booker or Bohan Bogdanovic off a pretty good game last night. He scored 20 points last night.
Yeah, that's probably closer. I think I'll go Booker. I think Bogdanovic is going to lose minutes to Larkin here eventually.
Yeah, Larkin's looking good.
He's the real deal. He really is.
Yeah, so with the Nets there, the Larkin started the second half of their last game. Wow, Jared Jack was awful yesterday. 2 of 11 from the field. 5 points, 5 rebounds. Did get a dime bag with 10 assists. Got 2 steals. Wasn't too bad. Just a field goal percentage and no threes. Larkin was kind of meh off the bench, but...
Yeah, but, you know, 5 assists and 2 steals, that's kind of become commonplace. Aren't the easiest stats to find, either.
Needs to hit a couple threes for me. Are you owning Larkin in all leagues right now?
No, not all leagues. I need these minutes to creep back up. I mean, they are slowly, but I want them to be 30 minutes.
Yeah, I kind of do, too. Let's hope a trade happens there. And Jack,
I'm assuming I'm in that 250 league because of the loss of Bledsoe. I'm trying to make up those assists.
Yeah, so you're really hoping for a Jared Jack trade soon.
Yeah, that would be nice.
More injuries. Stephen Curry's got a leg issue, MRI, no structural damage. So it looks like we dodged a bullet there. If there was any question that Curry was the MVP this year, I think that's been answered with the Mavericks absolutely destroying Golden State last night without Curry.
Yeah, and I guess it was his defense they missed the most on Barea.
Barea scored 23 last night. What a joke.
He is on fire right now. He cannot miss.
And didn't he have like a monster cold streak earlier too?
I'm not sure, but what are we looking at now? Oh, he had one kind of dud in there, but 5 for 7, 7 for 8, 5 for 7, 3 of the past 4 games from threes.
Yikes, yeah. That is unbelievable. Is he hot, hot, hot or cold? Hot, hot, hot or cold? Hot.
Yeah. He's going against the Heat. We'll see if he can... I know there's a fire joke in there somewhere.
I just picture Chris Kattan in a J.J. Barea jersey playing basketball.
All right. With Will Ferrell doing the finger snap.
Yeah. Wasn't that movie terrible when Will Ferrell was a basketball? I never saw that.
Yeah, the Saturday Night Live skit was much better.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's true of virtually all the movies they tried to do. All right, so the Sixers, they won a game. I think we can just end our recap there. Surprise.
Hey, dropping the confetti early.
Well, when your Kings are being led by Rajon Rondo, you're going to lose games.
Yeah. He's still... turnovers. That was rough.
7 turnovers. 14 assists to 7 turnovers. You know, a 2-to-1 assist to turnover ratio from your point guard is not that good.
Yeah, no, that's below average.
You want to know it's better than 2-to-1? It's 9-to-1 from Ish Smith.
Oh, nice. So that was kind of the bugaboo last year, and it wasn't very good in New Orleans.
No. So in case this is your only fantasy basketball news source and you haven't read or looked at anything in the past 9 days, Ish Smith gets cut by the Pelicans, right?
Well, first he got cut by the 76ers.
Well, okay, way to just pull it back to, like, years ago, Slim.
That was this year offseason. They're like, do we go with Ish Smith or Roten? And then who was it? Who was their current, well, not their current. I don't know who's their current. I mean, they got just named in there now.
Yeah, Cannon. I think they wanted to stick with Cannon.
Yeah.
And they had Kendall Marshall.
Oh, yeah, Kendall Marshall. Got to get him going. Yeah, they cut Ish Smith. Then they hire, what, D'Antoni and who's the other one? Colangelo?
Yeah. No.
And they immediately go back and trade 2 second-round picks to get him back.
Yeah, well, so they did trade the Pelicans.
Oh, yeah. Him. Yeah, they cut him in the offseason, then traded 2 second-round picks to get him back.
Yeah, well, how many times are second-round picks that good?
I believe Ish Smith was a second-round pick.
Ah, well, there you go.
Undrafted. Yeah. Well, there you go.
So Ish Smith is now on the Sixers. 3 straight starts. He did start his first game, I think, right? I think he started since he's been there. 18 points, 3 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. We call that a rainbow line. 7 of 14 from the field. Really good last night. Really good.
Yeah, this is he's must-own everywhere for sure. He'll flirt with top 100. I don't think he'll quite hit that top 50 due to poor field goal percent and too many turnovers.
I agree. Would you rather own Ish Smith or Jared Jack?
I'll go with the upside for Ish.
Yeah, I think
there's skills upside there.
Yeah, I was going to do that too. What about Ish or Darren Williams?
Oh, God, Williams can't stay healthy. Give me Ish.
Yeah. Ish Smith or Rajon Rondo, who faced off in an epic point guard matchup last night.
I mean, no one's going to drop Rondo and pick up Ish Smith, but I wouldn't be shocked if Ish Smith outperforms him. I was just looking at some of Ish's career stats. Career 64% free throw shooter.
Oh, yeah. He's Tony Roten, but a little bit better.
Well, the past couple of years, that's numbers skyrocketed.
Yeah, yeah, and they cut Tony Roten. Has Roten been picked up by anyone?
Not that I know of.
Yeah,
I don't really see why he would be.
You don't think one team would take like a flyer on him?
No, I don't think Tony Roten is the kind of player that can win a ball game.
Well, he can be like a bench.
He can put up stats, sure, but those for every positive stat he puts up a negative one too. It's just he's not a winning type of player.
The Knicks are among several teams who have reportedly expressed interest in signing unrestricted free agent Tony Rutten.
I don't think he would get off their bench.
But he went unclaimed on waivers. So.
No, I think the Knicks are probably the top team for either Jennings or Lawson right now.
Yeah.
I think that would probably be what they'd prefer.
You can't use 10-day moves until... Is it that January 15th date where like...
No, that's January 5th.
January 5th. Oh, you're on top of it, Slim. He'll probably be picked up by then. Give him 10-day contracts for teams.
I imagine so. I mean, if he plays in the D League, I think you'd want to watch that game. He'll probably put up, you know, a triple double with 40 points.
A million points.
But he won't let anybody else play.
Pass me the ball. I'm open.
Nope. He's bringing the ball with him. He doesn't give it away to anybody.
All right. So Al Jefferson, I put a note in here that he struggled in his return. And then we get news last night that he has a torn meniscus. He's going to be out 6 weeks, I believe. And you can cut him on all your teams, right?
Oh, that's a minimum 6 weeks, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And Bledsoe's was the meniscus, but he wants to repair it and not just clip it out.
Yeah, he's much younger.
What happened to having our own fantasy doctor? That's in your court, Slim, and you know it.
I don't think he can perform that surgery.
Well, I'm not sick.
I'm sure he'll attempt it, but I don't know if Bledsoe would prefer that.
Did you ever watch Mr. Show back in the day? Have I asked you that before?
Yeah, that's Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they just did the Netflix thing where they brought it back.
Oh, okay.
And one of them was David Cross, like the doctor saying, there's a 70-30 chance that this is successful. He's like, and the David Cross is like, I'll take those odds. And he like bets the doctor and then like cut and he comes back without the leg. And he's like, double or nothing. He's like, wait, what? And he keeps betting off his limbs. So yeah, Al Jefferson would be pretty much doing that if he went with our fantasy doctor there.
I think he's probably still their best center on one leg.
Poor Cody Zeller. He was not as good as I hoped. He looked really good. And like, so this is a good question. If a player looks really good and you make actionable, you know, just from like at the eye level, a game or two, I asked Gray this on the podcast last year. Do you take eye level for a couple games or do you take stats on the sheet for the whole year? Does that make sense, that question? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, part of it depends on, for us, you know, it's not as important for baseball because, you know, everybody pretty much gets their four at-bats. But for us, you know, it's minutes plays into that quite a bit. If he looks good at eye level and he's getting the minutes, you just kind of assume the stats will follow eventually.
Yeah, and actually, he's been doing better than I thought lately. He's at 2+ steals in 4 of the last 5. When 12-8. With 3 steals and a block last night, 4-6 from the field, had 16 the night before.
Yeah, he's doing it pretty efficiently. I'm looking at the 10-day log. I see one game of 10 shots.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's not going to, you know, he's not going to.
Well, he's keeping those turnovers down, which is very useful for one of these bench guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's been okay. He's probably worth 12 or, I mean, just because the 2% are decent enough, he'll probably be a top 100 player with Jefferson out. And we might be about ready to make the switch from Lure.
Oh, for sure. Oh, I'd take Zeller over Lure.
The wild card here, though, is definitely Kaminsky.
Why is Frank Kaminsky playing good now? Ugh.
Because he's 33 years old. Right, he was only 20. Something. 22. Still, he's an old man for a rookie.
Yeah, very old.
He's still only shooting 41%. It's not like he's shooting great. Oh, those high volume free throws lately, though. That's been nice.
I don't know how. He's so slow and lumbering. Who's fouling this guy?
He's blocking shots all of a sudden?
Yeah, saw that. Yeah, 20 points last night. 5 of 15 from the field, though.
Yeah, 8 of 8 free throws. Very goose-like.
Did you really just compare Frank Kaminsky to the goose? How dare you?
Okay, the goose is like 2 or 3 years younger, but...
And 2 or 3 million times better at basketball.
There's that. Why you gotta get all technical on me?
I came up with a specific figure right there.
Yeah, that is an exact.
All right, we gotta move along a little faster. Joakim Noah hurt his shoulder. Are you holding on to him, or if he was dropped, picking him up anywhere?
He's not a terrible guy to stash on your IL, but if I didn't have an injury spot, there's no way I'm holding on to him.
Yeah, probably not. It was 2 to 4 weeks. He's already shooting some shoot-arounds, which I think is the proper way to say that. With the Bulls' front court, it's meant more minutes for Taj Gibson, who's been pretty good, and Bobby Portis, who's been usable.
Yeah, the Gibson minutes, I don't think he's ever particularly survived this type of minutes before.
No, yeah.
It's got to come down. Man, this team's got injuries, though. They're kind of... Man, Rose is down, too.
Yeah, Rose had a hamstring tendonitis. He was a late scratch. I don't see much beyond just they benched him that game.
All right. Well, the front court part, yeah, I mean, they're giving minutes around. It's kind of interesting, I guess.
Would you rather own and redraft Gibson or Portis?
This is the question. What's going to happen when Noah gets back? I think when Noah gets back, they're just going to go with the three-headed monster.
Yeah, I think so too.
Wait, these minutes don't add up. 37, 37. Oh, I guess they do exactly. Okay. Looks like Portis, Gasol, and Gibson played all of the power forward / center minutes.
Yeah, be hard for them not to.
No power forward minutes for Mirotić or McDermott.
Yeah, they're done. Well, is McDermott, did he play?
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
yeah.
I knew he was questionable with a knee. So, in that game where the Bulls won 102-100 over the Pacers, Ian Mahinmi, or as I've heard it sometimes, Jan Mahinmi, I don't know which one it is. He like jammed his knee. I was watching it. It was kind of like on a deep outlet. He kind of jumped for it and fell awkwardly. And that opened up some minutes for welcome back Miles Turner. Woo!
3 blocks in 20 minutes. That's what we're hoping for.
Yep. 8 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, and those 3 blocks. Only 2 of 8 from the field. Did get.
I'm guessing they were all 20-footers.
Probably. Did get 4 of 6 free throws. But yeah, he's a jump shooter. His thumb had a very unwieldy wrap on it. So I'm a little worried that when that shot's going to fall, whenever he can take that wrap off his formerly broken thumb.
Yeah, it should help. I'm worried they're going to keep him at this 20 minutes going forward. I don't think they're going to unleash him.
I don't think so either, although it is worth mentioning, you know, it's not like he's off an injury where, you know, he had a bad knee sprain or ankle sprain. It was just right. His thumb, so his legs should be fresh.
Yeah, he should be fine there. But he did pick up 4 fouls. I think this is a matter of him just not having the practice time.
Yeah, and he got pressed into this too because Jordan Hill couldn't play due to dental work. What dental work do you think he had done?
Oh, I'm going with, at that age, probably didn't do the wisdom teeth. Yeah, we'll go with that. We'll say he had his wisdom teeth removed.
Okay, all right. With Mahinmi going down and Turner and Hill out, Turner had to play. So it sounds like Mahinmi isn't too serious, but you never really know. With we've seen how many times something small turn into crazy season long injury. Bledsoe.
Yeah, I don't know what's gonna happen there. Even if Mahinmi missed time, I don't think they just throw Turner out there to the Wolves for 30 plus minutes.
No.
Not the Timberwolves, just the Wolves in general.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I did pick Turner up in 2 of the 4 RCLs I'm in. The other 2 he was already picked up. I'm just taking a flyer, hoping for the best.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about throwing him on my IL in one league.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I might have. I'm not sure. There's too many leagues. I can't keep track of them all.
Yeah, I know. The one thing I will say is my RCLs constantly have lots of streaming done, and with only 4 moves a week, I have some easy cuts. So if I was in unlimited moves in a 12er, I probably wouldn't have anyone to cut for Miles Turner.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
that makes sense, yeah.
If it's the league I'm thinking of that I did it in, it would be the one where it's Team Lillard Gobert that is just falling apart.
Oh, well, that's a rough one. Let's go but to Lillard.
Early in the year.
Let's go to Lillard then. He has plantar fasciitis after being an Iron Man his first few years. Now he's missing games. It's annoying.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of fascists.
You're not a fan of fascists? You're more of a socialist?
I've been watching some of these movies, and there's a bunch of biographies that I saw. Trumbo yesterday. That was a good one.
Oh, is that? Yeah, that looked interesting.
Yeah, that's got some fascism in it.
Yeah, isn't he a communist?
Yeah, that's the blacklist from the 1947, maybe, something like that.
Yeah. So how many games? Yeah, so Lillard's missed how many games now? Good number. Was this
4? I think.
I think it's up to 6. It looks like.
Oh, wow. That's not good.
Yeah, that is not good. He was out yesterday again, even though he is listed as questionable. Wait, why does this say his second consecutive game? It looks like he's got a ton.
Yeah, I see 5 now. Looks like everybody's wrong.
Okay. Oh, I count 5. I don't know how to count. New Year's resolution, learn how to count.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
So, you're just holding and hoping for the best, right?
Yeah. You know, there's a nice little lull after this one. There's 2 games off after today. It was a rumor that he was going to give it a go today, and he says he's pain-free. Maybe, or yesterday, there was a rumor. Maybe they just didn't want to play him on the back-to-back, so they figured they'd wait for the second one.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. My fingers are crossed.
Yeah. So hopefully,
really nothing you can do about it.
Hopefully Lillard plays tonight. So there was one injury I want to mention about someone, but it's someone we never talk about. So I can't think of his name. It has something to do with Kia cars.
Oh, it's. I think you're talking about the Clippers, right? Austin Rivers missed some games.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Austin Rivers. Did you see that he actually had a good game yesterday?
I know. Player of the game yesterday. Okay, not quite, but I think he was the leading scorer. Oh, no, not quite. But still, 22 points in 20 minutes.
22 points, yeah, with no turnovers. So, yeah, Blake Griffin hurt his quad. What was his time frame? Two weeks. So
2 weeks.
Two weeks. Good reference. Wow, are hopeful he can avoid surgery. I didn't even know surgery was, like, in the mix.
Yeah, well, it's on my 250. I figure it's probably worse than they're saying.
Yeah, there's not a... Yeah, if he's forced to undergo surgery, ugh. Ooh, that kind of brought a damper to the show, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I talk about mine starting off bad.
just
cat. This is a human being we're talking about.
Just ruined it for everyone.
Torn quad tendon. Yeah, that sounds like more than 2 weeks.
Yeah. They gave him the 2 weeks, and now there's news that they're hoping he can avoid the surgery. It's a little scary, but again, he's like a hold. You're not trading for, like, a dime on the dollar, are you?
No. I'm trying to think of what percent. I mean, I saw one. There was somebody asking about Bosch for Griffin. And I said, no, hold Bosch. There's no reason to take on the extra.
Oh, yeah. Agree. Pre-injury, you take Griffin, but...
Yeah. And if he gets healthy and he's playing, you know, back to his usual minutes, then, yeah, you go back to that trade, see maybe something can happen. But for now, there's just no reason to take on that risk.
Yeah. Matt Barnes gets suspended 2 games. How far would you drive if Jason Kidd tried to, hit on your lady a little bit?
Jason Kidd, huh? Not going to go with the Knicks guy.
Oh, yeah, it was Derek Fisher, wasn't it? Former point guards that are coaches, whatever. I get them all mixed up.
All right, well, if Scott Skiles tried to cheat on...
Oh, he would be done.
Yeah. I would take that 2-game suspension, and I would enjoy it.
every swing would be like, this is for this is for that. This is for benching Oladipo. This is for not playing Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, you gotta get something in there for even playing Fry.
What would give you more force in your punches? The hitting on the lady or the terrible rotations he runs?
Come on, that's not close. Ladies come and go. My fantasy team's for life. Oh, I hope she doesn't listen to that.
Matt Barnes, you're holding on to him. He's been too good, right?
Yep. I heard my brother said he was dropped in one of his RCLs and asked if it was worth the waiver, and there is no question.
Oh, yeah. You got to get Matt Barnes. If anything, he'll be fueled up because, you know, his car ran out of gas on the long drive.
Oh, that's why. Okay.
Yeah. There we go. So we mentioned it earlier. Alec Burks gets hurt, needs ankle surgery. He'll be out until probably the All-Star break. Who are you picking up? Anyone in deeper leagues?
Maybe Rodney Hood.
Okay.
But it has not been pretty.
You don't think his 1-for-13 last night was pretty?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could go back to Trey Burke.
Yeah, he was decent. 23 points, a rebound, 4 assists, a steal, and 2 blocks. Did have 4 turnovers, though. Hit 3 threes.
Yeah, I mean, you expect it to be better than it had been. But, you know, you had that game against Philly the game before. That wasn't particularly pretty. 1 assist to 3 turnovers.
It's not a good ratio.
We'll ignore the 2 block shots in back-to-back games because I choose to. Although I guess mentioning it means I didn't. Dang it. Red act that.
Yeah. I think Burke's worth an ad in 12ers for sure.
I guess I wouldn't be adding him thinking I'm getting a point guard though.
No, you're getting more of Alec Burks, but minus some efficiency, add a couple threes.
You lose the high volume free throws.
Yeah.
The steals are probably about even. Yeah, that's not a terrible comparison. I don't think Burke scores as much. And this is also with Favors down right now.
Yep. Favors with the back spasms. You worried about that?
Yeah, that's what ended his year last year.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm absolutely worried about that.
That's not good for Favors owners, and it's not good for the Jazz as they start Jeff Withy.
Who's been surprisingly good.
Yeah. Is he owned in the REL?
I don't believe so.
Wow.
I don't think anybody ever thought this would continue.
Yeah, that would have been a good
idea. Sure, he goes back to a bench role when Gobert gets back.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he'll barely play if everyone's healthy. Go ahead.
Even if Favors is out, I'm pretty sure Withy is just the backup center. I don't think he gets any power forward minutes, so I don't think he'll play next to Gobert.
No, I don't think so either. That'd be a terrible defensive tandem. I mean, obviously Gobert's awesome, but then you're putting Withy on a 4.
Yeah, you'd ask him Gobert to cover 2 players.
Yeah, exactly. So, didn't you pick up a Joe Ingles in REL?
Yep, that didn't quite work out.
Yeah, he got you a steal and 2 blocks yesterday, though.
Yeah, and he missed his threes. If his threes were falling, he might have gotten more minutes.
Yeah, and the Bookworm gets 15 rebounds. That was interesting.
Yeah, the 5 turnovers are annoying, but, you know, he did get you the steal, 2 blocks, and a steal and a 3. And the blocks have been kind of annoying from Booker.
Yeah. So he plays a couple extra minutes. He played 35 last night with all.
Yeah, he's not really a 12er guy. I'd still take Lure. I'd still take Zeller. I think I would take Kaminsky. Although there's a big difference in rebounds between Booker and Kaminsky.
Yeah, that's why he's the bookworm. And Frank Kaminsky is terrible. What do you make of Jarrell Eddie? Had a couple of good games. I only bring him up because I know literally nothing about this guy other than he's a 2 first names player. Scored 12 and then 8 in his first 2 games. Any dynasty worth a dynasty ad in any league?
No, he's thragging off. I thought you watched ACC basketball.
Where did he play?
Virginia. I want to say Virginia Tech.
Yeah, Virginia Tech. I do, but I don't remember him.
Really? I'm pretty sure he was like a 25-point scorer his senior year.
Was he really?
He was big time his senior year.
And my college fandoms, we've talked about this, is really dropped off with all the alignments and how much fantasy I do.
And yeah, I couldn't tell you who's in what conference anymore.
I remember Virginia Tech when they had Joe Harris, right? The guy on the Cavs, or at least used to be on the Cavs.
No, I'm thinking of somebody else. Eddie's okay. Not the 25-point scorer.
Who was the 25-point scorer?
I got to look that up.
That's what
I've been looking at D-League stuff, so these guys, it's so hard to remember their names.
Well, that's what you get when you try to slam my very, very low ACC knowledge right there.
Okay. All right. Well, mine's no better.
All right.
Here's some senior stats for you.
Okay.
13 points.
Eh.
5.5 boards.
Eh.
1 assist. 0.35 steals. 0.35 blocks. On 35% from the field. But 2.6 threes per game in 33 minutes.
All right. Well, they were.
Does one thing.
Those were college threes, too, so he might not even be a threat off.
he shot 37% from college, so he shot better from three than he did from two in college.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, he's a three-point fill-in until they get healthy.
All right. Look up who that Virginia Tech person was, because I'm interested. I don't find myself interesting. I find myself pretty boring. I'm going to vamp and talk about Chris Middleton. 36 points. His last game against the Thunder, that was two nights ago, 13 of 22 from the field, hit six threes with seven assists. That's been a really interesting part of his game as his assists have gone way up, 3.6 assists while only adding 0.02 turnovers. Still 3.6 assists and 1.6 turnovers. He's having a great year. Field goal percentage is down a little bit, but he's making two threes a game. Wow, Middleton's three-point percentage is 45% to 42.3% from the field overall. Yeah, that's crazy. What do you make of Middleton? Is he approaching a top 50 kind of player for you, Slim?
No, probably not. Well, see, it's the assists. I really didn't see that coming.
I know. That's been crazy. Well, when you have Michael Carter Williams and then whatever the hell else the Bucks have been throwing at point guard out there.
top 50. So we're basically saying he's passed just about all the wings, you know, your Carrolls and your DeRozan, past DeRozan. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think so. Threes.
Yeah, you know, the steals are down. That's a bit annoying.
Yeah, that's true.
But the assists are way up. Yeah. I'll go just right there at top 50 to 60 probably.
Well, free throw volume's up at 89%. Here's a good one. What about the Duchess or Tobias Harris?
Yeah, you're getting a couple of blocks out of Tobias though, right?
I don't think he's at one a game or anything.
He's at 0.6, yeah.
Yeah, that's not great.
But he is giving you 47% from the field.
That is a lot better than Middleton. But what's Tobias's threes at?
1.0 even.
Yeah, compared to 2.1.
But Tobias is at 7.5 boards, still giving two assists.
Yeah, 3.6 assists with the same turnovers for Middleton. Middleton's scoring more now. And remember, Middleton had a slow start. I'm taking Middleton.
Okay. It's close. I could go either way.
So did you look up who that VTech score was?
No, I looked. I'm definitely thinking of somebody else. Okay. Who knows where.
Last guy on my list here is Enes Kanter. What do you make of Enes Kanter? Because he's been kind of decent lately.
I don't know. I try to make every word before I say his name end in a P.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
He is just that absolute creep Enes Kanter.
Yes. Do I like Enes Kanter? Oh, I can't even do it now.
It's harder than you think.
No, penis sucks.
Is there any league where you would drop Enes Kanter?
Oh, this is way too difficult. I wish I had this prepared ahead of time. God, now see, I don't want to say the wrong answer now.
I know. Well, would you keep Enes Kanter?
Oh, I can't do it. No one wants that. Boards and blocks, and I can't think of anything that ends in P.
Well, he's had at least 14 points and at least 8 rebounds in each of the last 4 games.
I meant points and boards. You know that.
Yeah, I know. 3 blocks and 3 steals in the last 4. So being decent there, and he's hitting free throws. I don't know. Yeah. Why do you hate Enes Kanter?
It's because he's the good Tristan Thompson.
Well, that's semi praise, right? Since you picked up Tristan Thompson this year.
Yeah, you know, Tristan's starting, and I'm still not even thinking about picking him back up.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But, you know, I don't know. I think, to me, it's the minutes. They fluctuate way too much.
Yeah.
You just can't find consistency with minutes going from anywhere from, what, 15 to 25?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like Adams, even when Adams doesn't put up good numbers, he's still the better player.
I mean, they're completely different.
Right. Well, Adams defends and Kanter does not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, I picked up Kanter in a couple leagues. I think he's a hold right now.
All right. I don't think he was available in any of my leagues. I might have, I guess. Probably would have. But still, it's not that much and it's not going to be reliable. He'll never hit 30 minutes. I don't think he's hit 30 minutes on the year.
Probably not. But for right now, no team can stop Enes Kanter.
No. No one can.
Exactly. What else from the last, 8 or 9 days, if you have anything on the top of your mind, the tip of your tongue?
See,
you're turning into gray, and it's killing me, Slim. You know that I have my anything else on here every time.
The only thing on the tip of my tongue right now is this nice warm cup of coffee.
That's a good point. It is man, how's your did you go to the beach? I forgot to ask you.
No, I did not.
Well, that's good. You watched basketball all Christmas, right?
I watched most of it. I watched a goodly amount of it, yeah. Especially that Cavs game.
Yeah, I actually watched a good bit of that one too. So The one time I really had a good chance to watch basketball while I was out of town, because it was on at the family house. So, well, good stuff there. So now let's do a little review of 2015 with our rankings notes. Oh, this should be fun.
Yep, this is good stuff.
All right, so if you missed it, a couple shows ago we pulled up our rankings post and we have interesting comments to each other. Full disclosure, as with everything with this show, we are unprepared and we're just going to do this ad lib because we haven't prepared it. But these are real notes we wrote each other in what, August, July, somewhere in there.
Yeah, this is during when we were doing the rankings.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't have anything to do with the rankings. Let's get that out of the way.
Disagree. You help with them. You do the projections. That's something with the rankings.
That was usually after your rankings.
Well, that's true. But you help swing some decisions and help me think about some stuff. I don't think you're a 0% involvement.
Okay. I mean, I have some notes. That's about it.
Yeah. But all in all, it is what it is. It's not a conglomeration. Is that the right word? Amalgamization. A combination of our ranks. It is my list with your notes, and that helps me make some decisions. So I like that one of your first ones is on Klay Thompson, which you call not a first rounder.
Yep. And then right after that I say Millsap greater than Klay.
That was the right math right there. See, that's why you're the math guy.
Yeah, I can't really argue with that. That I think worked out so far.
Yeah, going down a little bit, you'd rather have Favors over Vucevic, which was looking completely right for a while there, but this Favors thing with the back is a little scary.
Yeah, it is. Maybe it'll be okay. You know, maybe some rest will help. Man, Favors, you know, you look at that stat line, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's see, I mentioned the Lowry one. You said this feels too low. That it was not that different than Bledsoe. This was at his rank at 34 at the time. I think I moved Lowry up to the mid-20s, mid to late 20s.
Yeah, you did mention the injury risk, but That seems to be okay so far.
Yeah. What is with this note, Slim? On Jeff Teague looks better than Bledsoe. What were you like in love with Jeff Teague?
Okay, when I'm referring to the stat line there.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Teague is efficient, and Bledsoe had a bit of free throw issues, at least from previous years.
Yeah. It's
been nowhere near as good as hoped. That's for sure.
With Favors, you write a diatribe on how you're in love with him. It's pretty much just a love note about Derek Favors next to his name here.
It's pretty much every big man except for Marc Gasol.
Yeah. I did mention his field goal percentage with the big drop.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's career high. Not quite. 523 right now.
Oh, your projection was worse than it should have been. Well, I mean, no, your projection was lower than it should have been, I should say, in that it was a good projection at 51%.
Yeah, his jump shot is actually, it's looked better than it has in the past. He's still progressing, which is so scary.
Yeah. You said no idea you're going outside top 50 for Nerlens Noel, but hey, he's turning it around. Just needed Ish Smith in his life.
No, he needed Okafor not in his life.
Well, sometimes one relationship can keep another one from starting up again.
that's even with the way Noel's been playing, there's still been some pretty big deficiencies. I'm pretty sure the free throws are still nasty, and the turnovers aren't very pretty.
Well, those are always going to be bugaboos of his game, right?
Always? It shouldn't be this bad. The turnovers should not be this bad.
Okay.
I mean, that might be the Philly effect.
The Philly effect. That sounds like a sequel to the butterfly effect.
But the big thing I'm looking at for this stat line is I see, 1, 2, 3, 4 straight over 50%. It's that 4, 5, 6, 7 out of the past, basically since he came back from injury.
Yeah, he's hitting them from the field, and yeah, the turnovers are still up, but man, those steals are so good. 12 steals in the last 4 games.
I bet if I looked at the shot chart, there's a whole lot less shots outside of 5 feet.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's what happens when you get Okafor out of there.
Yeah, I think that's it. That's the difference. And I think Noel is a better player, and I think this should continue.
Yeah.
But that's based off winning games, so well, throw that out the window.
That's not going to happen. You had Elfrid. You said he shouldn't be top 50. You were probably right. I was really high on Elfrid. I did not factor in the Skiles effect, the sequel to the Philly effect.
Yeah, he's been banged up, which kind of plays into it, though.
Oh, you thought I should have moved Al Jefferson up. Just a couple.
Just a couple. But, that's... Man, he got old in a hurry.
Yeah, I thought he could have a bounce back year. That did not happen.
No, it's not going to happen. It is weird with his minutes. There was a while there where it was, he was getting only 20 minutes a game, even though I was pretty sure he was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Now he got old. I think that's what it boils down to.
You said Rubio not top 50. You're probably right, but he's been a lot better lately.
He had those missed games, so it's nice that he's healthy now.
Yeah.
He's playing huge minutes now that they're done with LaVine backing up point guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're playing some Tyus Jones at point guard. I saw you added him in REL, right?
Yeah, the upside is just way too high.
Yeah, he shouldn't have. I didn't think he was available, but...
He was drafted for $7 and then released when Andre Miller was getting minutes.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy you try to hold, a guy like Tyus Jones, if you can, but...
For now, while he's playing backup point guard minutes, he's given me something, but really what he's doing, he's building up some trade value for one of these teams that aren't going for it this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I agree there.
He's got worth. I'm sure I could turn him into something.
Our big point of contention early in ranking season was Mike Conley, who's now at 40th, so he's turning it around, but still, I had him ranked 53. I think a happy medium of his ADP and my low rank, and he's right kind of in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, it's 1.6 turnovers, it got to be a career low.
That's the big thing.
That's kind of carrying his value, I think. At least the steals at 1.4 are okay. That's not bad. That's what I projected him as. Wow, he's really close to my projection. Yeah. Except for that field goal percent.
Yeah, which is awful.
Yeah.
He's not that good. I mean, he's
good lately. He's been averaging 20 points a game the past 10 or so.
More like the past seven. But yeah, all right.
Minutes aren't going anywhere.
Well, that's true. The steals have bounced back.
It's really nice to have one of these low turnover point guards to counteract a high turnover point guard.
Yeah.
He's useful. He's definitely top 50.
Oh, he's useful. I don't know if he's top 50. I mean, we still have a while to go, and he was wearing down the past couple years.
Yeah. And, you know, I feel like the contract thing is playing into it for him. This is his last chance to get paid.
Maybe. We'll see.
For a guy his age, I think it matters. He knows he's not going to get a big contract once he's, you know, in his mid-30s.
Yeah. There's my awful Miles Turner rank. You said my Chris Middleton feels too high, but that's turning around. But then again, you slammed Tyson Chandler, who I had ranked too high. Although he did move down a good bit from this original rank, but
yeah, it was the age thing, the age and the minutes.
Yeah,
he had a decent backup. I kind of threw a bit of a wrench in it.
Yeah, that's true. All right, now we're down into the 70s here. You see anything interesting? I'm gonna have you start driving this.
Let's see.
Oh, you loved Bradley Beal. I remember that was a big thing between us, and I kept citing the Beal injury risk.
Yeah, that was part of it. It's just, he was good, you know, his numbers are up.
Oh, for sure, yeah. He was playing well above my 80-ish rank.
But the injuries kind of derailed that.
Yeah.
So, Gorgie, we were back and forth on Gorgie a bit.
Yeah, I think I moved him down and then moved him back up a little bit.
The thing with people kept talking about, you know, there's so much depth there, and I saw the depth as being just terrible players. And I think Gorgie is, you know, he's one of those, you know, cream of the crop tends to come to the top. Ooh, I rhyme.
We still haven't seen the epic performance that's going to be Nikola Pekovic when he's healthy.
Oh yeah, when he goes out there and gives you 12 minutes of nothing. He does his best Robin Lopez impersonation.
Here's a bad one for you. You'll take Rolo over Gortat?
Yeah.
Not
his minutes would be this low.
Yeah. But trust me, there's a lot of things to make fun of me, though.
And Gortat wasn't too good early, but that seems to be in the past.
You said you'd take Valanciunas over Gortat. That's a good argument, but we'll never really know the overall answer since Valanciunas broke his hand.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with Gortat was the age.
Yeah. I mean, a broken hand isn't like an age thing unless you're like 90.
It's not the hip.
Yeah, I could see maybe Kevin Garnett's got a little osteoporosis. He could break a hand pretty easy.
Okay, yeah, bad. Ugh, lost in 85.
Ugh, that was terrible. I remember you saying it was like, we're not going to get him. Hope that's low enough.
Yeah, it was. I know I didn't get him anywhere.
Yeah.
I actually picked him up in one league for this recent little stretch, which to me just seems to be a, look, he can still play. Someone please take him.
We were both way wrong on Rondo.
I can't imagine there's too many people that were right on that.
Yeah. Now we're into the hundreds here. We had a lot of John Henson back and forth.
Yeah.
You said 24 minutes at least.
I thought Monroe would play some four.
Yeah. And then, my response, Monroe is going to play so with like 9 or 10 O's much. But then I said, who will play the four if Jabari's eased in? He needs to get in it. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but Henson doesn't get a second at the four. It is sad. His block rate is ridiculous.
Oh, it's out of control. Stanley Johnson, we both liked him. He kept moving up through preseason, but didn't really do much.
No, they play their starters just too much.
Yeah. Our big Boston big men fight. With me having Kelly Olynyk as the highest one.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely wanted Sully.
Yeah. It looks like that might end up being kind of close.
Olynyk's probably the better fantasy player. It's just not with those minutes. And Sullinger is probably a better defender. I mean, he can't walk on water, but, you know, defend.
Olynyk would be really hard to walk on water with all that size there. Although, I am digging the man bun.
Oh, man. Yeah. Circa was that, like, zero century? Is that how that works? I'm not sure.
Circa 1 CE. I think that's, I'll let you kind of, if you see anything else at the end here. What were original?
I see that one. I was pressing for Marcus for a while.
Yeah.
You know, people will buy no Quinn. I was trying real hard to get you out of that.
Well, I ended up moving him way down and Porzingis way up. So, I mean, we did that. Correct. I mean, I just, my note was, you said, better late than early. Might be solid with 20 minutes. Good last pick flyer. And I just said 20 minutes is so low with a lot of O's again. But ended up playing a lot more than 20 minutes a game. Oh, there's your Frank Kaminsky love. I knew I'd find that somewhere. Although he's actually been usable. Ugh.
Hey, I'd still take Kaminsky over David West.
Oh, yeah, I did have David West. I thought, well, West is starting to play a little bit more, but he's not looking very good.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing him with Duncan down.
Yeah.
So I might rather have, I have Boban. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I might take him over West.
Boban Marjanovic? That's not right at all.
Oh, you're pronouncing the J, okay.
I don't know.
It's not like Marjanovic?
It probably is. looking at our last, our Capella love. That was a good one. Amir Johnson, we didn't like him that much.
Yeah, I was probably a little low on Gerald Green. I only put 20 minutes, and he's playing way better than I thought he would. How you like that exclamation point after Capella?
Yep, we loved him. Oh, yeah, I put that on his name, Capella, exclamation. And then, oh, here's a good one at the end. I was actually pushing more for Kent Bazemore than you were. Ended up being kind of moot. I don't even know if he made my final ranks. I'll fact check that real quick, but yeah.
Yeah, I think he did. It was fate about playing time for sure.
You just wanted Justin Holiday so bad to be the breakout.
It's just when you look at his D-League numbers and his per 36s, everything looks like it's there. Just needed minutes and just didn't happen.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's really not that good. He's just a shooter.
I love that the ranks takes forever to load because there's 1,500 comments on it.
There is a lot.
Ken Bazemore, number 200 on my ranks. Woo!
So is that higher or lower than Neto?
Neto, I had him 195.
My only note for Neto?
He's terrible.
He's terrible.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
Last thing I'm going to do here real quick, I'm looking up Kent Bazemore's Fantasy Pros, see where my 200 landed me. We had tied for third. Woo! So, there you go. There's our 2015 in review a little bit. I love that you highlighted he's terrible while we went through this on Neto. So, the ranks went, I think we did pretty good with the ranks this year at this point in time.
There's certainly plenty of changes.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't think we were... I mean, I guess I should probably search where we had McCollum.
Oh, I was middle of the pack in Fantasy Pros.
116 and no notes. Well, this is the very first draft.
Oh, yeah, that was before all of the preseason hype and all that stuff. Oh, you're looking at the actual ranks on Fantasy Pros. My final rank ended up being 94, which was pretty much right in the middle of the gray. It actually might have been a little bit higher than average.
Yeah, I gave him a decent stat line. I just didn't give him that many points.
His average,
I didn't really take that many shots.
His average was 95th. I was 94. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Yeah, could have been worse for a player I thought was getting too much hype and is delivering. All right, Slim, I need your final 2015 game show music.
Different one.
Now that was Jeopardy again. You've done Jeopardy before.
All right. I can't remember these things. I'll look it up next time.
Yeah,
I did look it up one time to get some new ones, and I kept listening to them. I'm like, I've never heard that before. Must not be a very big game show person.
All right, last 30 days, so roughly the month of December.
Right.
Higher, lower, this is total rank. What is Will Barton?
Oh, man, 25.
Higher.
Higher isn't better. 20.
Higher.
15?
Higher.
N.
Lower.
12.
Lower.
13.
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So I sorted last 30 days by total rank. And every player's on here, the lowest O rank looks to be McCollum at 91. And then we've got, Isaiah Thomas at 76. No one else outside of the top 70. Then you got Will Barton right there at O rank 216 at 13th overall the past month.
I mean, it's been up with Moutier and what's his name down? Gallinari.
Yeah, yeah.
There's really no one else to take shots.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, though. You know, I'm looking at this game log, and I see, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 steals in the past 10 days or so?
Yeah, those are starting to die down. But, 31-5-4 last night was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he's managed to keep his field goal percent up, which is just phenomenal. That's the big shocker to me, is that he's been able to do this with, and what's his field goal percent at for the year?
It's
470? That's absurd.
47% while hitting 40.7% from three. His highest previous the past 4 years was 30.3%. he's so hot right now. Are you?
It's
gonna
amazing.
See-
it's yeah. He's. I would re-ranking. He's easily top 100. Obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Top 50 is a bit of a stretch. I mean, you know, he gets to play against second team, which is really nice.
Yeah, but I mean, are you taking Will Barton or Middleton or Tobias?
Yeah, that's about where you'd put them.
I mean, I think you're still taking those two wings, and then that was our top 50 conversation. I think he's outside the top 50, but very solidly 50 to 75.
Yeah, I'm not real sure what to call it. The non-counting stats are all just unbelievable.
Yeah, the percent
turnovers with all that, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, the efficiency.
He's, 25 now or about to turn 25? So he's basically in his prime. Yeah, it's fun. I don't have him anywhere, and I certainly regret it.
Yeah, same here. Next one. Kemba Walker's career best field goal percentage was in 12-13. He shot 42.3%. Other than that year, his other three seasons in the NBA, under 40%.
Yep.
Within 0.5, what is his field goal percentage this year? Go!
44.
Damn it.
Yeah, I knew it was good. I knew it wasn't great, but I knew it was good.
Yeah, 44.4%. So you got it on the first guess.
Yeah, he attributes it to off-season, shots. Yeah. I guess that's possible.
His,
the three-point percent's way up too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 3-point percent, 36.8%. That is a career high by over 3%. So.
All right. I think, there's a bit of a Batum effect now that he has somebody else to play off of.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I don't really see it falling off. It probably will some. You know, it'll probably be under 44 when it's said and done, but I don't see why he won't have a career high in field goal percent this year.
With 1.7 steals and 0.7 blocks, I mean, he's pushing the Teague and maybe not quite to Lowry, but getting into that conversation.
Yeah, not quite that high. He's maybe a little closer to Reggie because, you know, 5 assists, that's still not great.
Yeah, but the steals and threes are better than Reggie.
Yeah, well, the threes are pretty close.
What's Reggie at?
I'm pretty sure he was close to 1.5 last I saw.
Okay.
He's really come up. Yeah, 1.5.
Okay. Yeah, Kemba 1.6. So, yeah. Okay, you're right. That's close. I type in Reggie. My top result is Reggie Bullock. Why would I be searching for Reggie Bullock? I don't think I've ever searched for Reggie Bullock.
Yeah, I mean, I did a D-League search one time. Maybe that got up.
All right, my final higher lower is really dumb, but higher lower. What's your favorite fantasy basketball season in the past 3 years?
Past 3 years.
Yeah.
So that would be since the lockout, right?
Yeah, since we've been doing Razzball together.
I think it's been getting better every year. I'm going this year.
Ding 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 ding. Yeah. So we put together a great team and. I mean, we shouldn't take credit for it. It's all our writers doing great, and we appreciate everything. I know we've been a lot. I've done a lot of sappy things by thanking everyone, but I'm really happy.
All right, so I've got a higher lower for you.
Okay.
Reggie Bullock's field goal percent this year. Go.
30%.
Lower.
27%.
Much lower.
What? 10%? It's not that
lower.
It's lower than 10%. No, it's 8%.
Lower.
Come on. 6%.
Lower.
5%.
Higher.
5.5%.
There you go. It's 0.056. What's that? That's like 1 for 20. Yeah, he's currently 1 for 18.
Oh, man. Well, Dynasty owners, if you take anything out of this, it's... own Reggie Bullock for your field goal.
It's time to move on in his third year.
Wow, 1 for 18. And he was 1 for 16 as a Sun in 11 games last year. Oh, man.
Yeah, that one didn't work out.
Yeah. All right, Slam. So let's do a quick movie review of 2015. Tell me all of your favorite movies of the past year. Go.
Revenant.
I'm just kidding. Was Revenant good?
Yeah, that's quality right there.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away, but what's his name? Tom Hardy. That's my current vote for
supporting.
Supporting, yeah.
Supporting. Cool.
Yep.
I'm trying to think if I saw any movies. It was a busy family travel time. I don't think I watched any movies. I watched the Bob and David thing on Netflix. It was pretty funny. If you liked Mr. Show, it is Mr. Show back, which is cool. All
right, that's nice.
So
I hope they made the quality of the video better because
yes,
oh, looked at the old Mr. Show stuff. It was bad.
Oh yeah, well it was 4:3 before HD. I mean it was mid-90s.
Yeah.
So
today's TVs don't play that very well.
It's definitely HD now. I mean it wasn't quite as good as Mr. Show, but. Hopefully they'll keep it around. Like the first season and a little bit of season two were kind of meh, but then it like really hit its stride. Maybe this one needs that too, but it was pretty funny.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Odenkirk's the man.
Yeah, Odenkirk's awesome.
What else did I see? I saw that Tom Hanks movie. I was impressed with that one too.
The spy one?
Yeah, it's another late 40s Nazi thing. Yeah. Not Nazi really, Soviet.
Yeah, that one looked kind of meh to me, but...
It's a good story. It's a really good story.
Wasn't he like an insurance salesman?
No, he's a lawyer.
Okay.
And he kind of gets chosen to... not by choice, really. Not by his choice. But, you know, everyone in America deserves a trial. And this was a Soviet spy. And so he had to get a lawyer. So this guy became his lawyer.
Oh, okay.
But then the Soviets captured one of our spies. So now we needed someone to negotiate a exchange. And it happened in the middle of Berlin while they were building the wall, which took like 2 weeks to put up.
Yikes. I didn't realize it was that crazy.
Yeah, lots going on there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, East Berlin is trying to be its own place, so they're trying to get involved in the negotiations. It's good. It's a really good story.
Hmm. How long was it? It seemed like a little bit of a slow burn kind of movie.
I mean, all these, you know, Academy Award type movies, they're all over 2 hours. They're all like biographies.
Yeah.
I saw another one that I'm going to kind of... I was not impressed with Joy.
I was about to say that. My parents saw it yesterday, and they were not happy with it either. The Rotten Tomatoes are like 50%. I was really surprised. I thought that was supposed to be an awards contender.
I don't think there was anyone's acting. Well, there's one. Her mother plays a, I don't know what they're called. They're, you know, homebody, never goes anywhere, a bit schizophrenic. She was good.
Crazy Cat Lady?
Very, very similar. Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I wasn't impressed with her or Bradley Cooper or De Niro even. I mean, the story was good. It's a true story, obviously. I don't know. Could have been better.
Yeah, that seemed to be the consensus. I'm still really disappointed that Star Wars is at 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I mean... if you give it any other name, I'm not sure it is.
It almost would be better if there weren't the other ones, just because it's the exact same as A New Hope, which is really frustrating.
Yeah, I know. I know what scene in particular you're talking about, and I was just like, why did they do that?
It frustrated me that they couldn't get... Of all universes where you could do a million different things, they choose the same exact story.
Yeah, I know.
Or at least the same exact, like, move to climax, you know?
Yeah. It is probably, when, you know, once they start making more, it's probably going to have the same general effect.
Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of move to climax, did you ever see the movie Love by Gaspar Noé? Or Noé? I don't know how to say it.
Is it French?
It's French, and it's very NC-17.
Okay.
I like that director, but I don't even know if I'll end up seeing that one.
I'm trying to search. I see way too many movies named Love.
Love, parentheses, 2015.
Oh, 15? Yeah, I got 2012, 2011.
But it seems like it would be a popular title.
Anyway. Okay, I see the poster. I'm intrigued.
There you go. So, I will say maybe not a good family movie.
Is it a good movie if I want to make a family?
At least it'll be a family made by love, right?
There you go.
So we're going to wrap 2015 up there. Slim, any final words before we flip the calendar? Oh, we didn't make 30-point challenge picks, did we?
No, we didn't talk about, well, we barely had time to talk about any of this, but yeah.
I know, we're trying to cover a whole year here. We gotta hurry, though. So there's a bunch of games tonight. There's more than a normal Thursday. I think there's six.
Yep, that's what I see.
I need to go back and check. Did anyone get the 30-point challenge? I was gone too long. I'll check that after the show.
I definitely didn't get the Christmas one.
Yeah, didn't you pick Kobe?
Yep.
So tonight we have six games. We don't have time to run through them all, but who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Give me... let me have Gordon Hayward.
Okay.
Playing against the Trailblazers.
That's a good one. I will go with... Ooh, this is going to be a tough one. You think Klay Thompson can bounce back without Curry?
It's possible. I imagine he'll get most of the defense coming his way, though.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're talking about Harden's defense.
Middleton back-to-back 30-point games?
It's a tough matchup if they play Paul George at the three.
You know, the Timberwolves seem to keep giving up tons of points. I'll go with Reggie Jackson.
Okay. All right.
So, there you go.
Didn't talk about Jennings, but, you know, that's good.
Did he even get off the bench yet?
Yeah, he took Steve Blake's minutes.
Yeah, we figured that was coming. So.
Yeah, but there's still only 17, I think, which is basically what Blake was getting.
Yeah, I haven't even looked at it. Oh, he played, yeah, played 17 minutes a couple nights ago against the Knicks. Very meh.
Yeah, there's no way he threatens Reggie's minutes.
Yeah, none at all.
You know, Reggie's not playing 36 minutes a game. He's only playing 31 minutes a game. And part of that is just how aggressive he is during those minutes.
Well, and there was a few benchings in there, but now that's starting to get evened out. So, yeah, he is aggressive. I think he could do it. Rubio needs to play his defense, though. Rubio's so sexy. Do you see those 17 assists for me? 17 assists? Mm!
If only he had dimples.
All right, so now that we've done that, all right, we got to wrap our show. This show went way long, but 2015, it's been a good year, Slim. I think we had a good year.
Man, there's nothing about 2016 that won't be better.
Yep, I agree. Can't wait to look forward to it, be able to not have basketball ruined by weddings and travel and honeymoons and all that.
Yep. Well, you know, you're about to have something else coming along soon.
That's not happening, unless it's with Ricky Rubio.
I'm pretty sure that's the next progression. I don't know. You go watch that movie, Love, and you come back and tell me what happened.
We're going to wrap up the show there. Thanks to the Fantasy Sports Network listeners for checking us out. As always, thanks to all the commenters and readers at Razzball for making this a huge year. And we look forward to 2016. I'll catch you then, man.
Yes, sir.